Once again, you are tuned into the greatest small business podcast, actually recorded by small business owners.
The greatest show on
Yeah.
earth.
It's Michael with Miss
Tatiana.
Parker. How you feeling today?
I'm good. I'm good. How you doing?
So today we're going to talk about, even though you can learn as much as you can knowledge-wise, it's okay to ignore some shit.
Yeah, that's a necessary evil.
And we say that as, like we talked about earlier, being business owners, there are certain things that you think, oh man, this is going to be for us.
Right.
The trends say, this is what you do.
Right.
The markets say, man, you do this. And then 2 weeks later, you found out it was bad.
Yeah. It really was, yeah.
And you save yourself time, money, and heartache because you didn't drunk, because you didn't jump on that crazy train.
And that's what I was gonna say. If you choose, well, you have to pick and choose, right? When you ignore. But if you do ignore, and 2 weeks later it's gone, it's disintegrated or whatever, like, do you feel good that you were like, missed that? Because a lot of times for small business owners, you're behind the eight ball.
Oh yeah, most
So
definitely.
by the time you see that a trend has caught on, you got to gear up and rev up to try to catch on the wave of that trend, right?
Yeah, and it's a lot of trends. A trend is almost like a breath sometimes.
Yeah.
It's gonna come as quick as you take it.
Yeah. And so I feel like you really do understand what I'm saying. So by the time you go, oh, this is a hot trend. I like it. This trend is for me. This trend works for me, my business model, my purpose, my vision, my mission, whatever, right? You get everything done, you're ready to go to market, the trend gone.
Go out the window.
The trend is gone. It has faded away.
Amen.
You can't rev up quick enough, right?
Yes.
To be able to hop on that trend sometimes.
Oh, yeah, especially as a small business, because you got to remember what we talk about, the big machine and the little machine.
Like, you may not have designers on, I'm gonna say retainer. That's probably more of a legalese
On deck.
term.
That's what they know in the streets.
Oh,
They on
yeah. Okay. But you may not have that designer that's at your beck and call. You may not have that vendor that's ready to get you the goods you need so that you can go and get them decorated, right? So that you can get to production and get from production to the market, right?
exactly.
You don't have that. Your timeline as a small business owner is not a little bit longer, it's a lot a bit longer.
Exactly. Speaking of goods, Miss Parker got the goods on. If you're looking at, watch it on the podcast on YouTube. She's got on the Legacy Greater Than Me shirt. Hey, the sweatshirt's still selling good. Get you one before it get a little warm. And line this woman back up. We got plenty of short sleeve wear. If you're watching the tube, we got on the Dreamers tee. So hey, man, y'all come on by www.watch4thehook.com. Support your local black business.
Small businesses.
Oh yeah, and most definitely. And yeah, like you were saying, if you don't have the resources
Yeah.
to gravitate and grab a trend
Quickly, quickly,
just like
quickly.
that,
Yeah.
you're not gonna get that trend.
No, you're gonna miss it. You're gonna miss the
Exactly.
wave. You're gonna miss the hot topic. You're gonna miss the selling opportunities. You're gonna miss it. So you get everything. The trend is gone. The trend's probably been dead for about 2, 3 weeks now, right? Nobody remembers it beyond 48 hours.
Nope.
So,
And when you get to that,
yeah,
yeah.
now you done lost money.
Money gone.
Yeah, now you got a product, right? Whether you have it in-house, you drop shipping,
The warehouse.
right? In-house warehouse, you got a product. That product is sitting there, that's dollars.
And a lot of people,
That trend ain't coming back.
no. And even like, some of the things we've talked about over the years, trend in apparel that just somehow seems to gravitate as well way toward the black community.
Yeah.
Some of the sayings and slogans, it's like anything can become a product or an apparel piece.
Right. Anything.
But does that not lose its authenticity?
Yeah, I think it does.
And that comes with staying true to yourself.
Yeah, it does. But a lot of the time, staying true to yourself does not equate to being on trend. It doesn't.
It equates you being on the island.
Yeah.
Sometimes by yourself.
I mean, trends are waves. You ride those waves. You can't necessarily determine when a wave comes, how long it lasts, and when it leaves.
And like I say, we sit up here talking about what things to ignore. Sometimes you're not even ignoring the trend. You just don't have the capability to jump on it.
That's right. That's right.
And then sometimes that comes from your knowledge. You're like, man, you know something? Small business can't afford to try to do this.
Mm-mm.
So I have to just, you know, bypass this one.
Yeah, I got to let this one go.
Yeah. And those go back to some of those UCs we have as small business owners, those uncomfortable conversations where you're like, I want to try this. But my business says I can't.
Right.
Or my financial statements say I can't. Or my
it might tell you can't before anything else.
Yeah. Or my I ain't got the designer on yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Can't get it there. I can't get it out as fast as those big engines.
Yeah. I mean, because you may have a designer. We've worked with a few, you know, but it may be 2 weeks turnaround, 3 weeks turnaround. You're in the queue behind other people, right?
Exactly.
Those other people might not be working on a trend.
Nope. They might be just doing their regular thing.
Yeah. And that 2 or 3 weeks may not include editing.
Exactly. They got to send it back to you.
Yeah. To make sure the color palette is right. You know, the sharp edges are sharp. The round moments are round, right?
Is this saying exactly what you wanted?
Yes. When you saw it, do you now realize you need to, you know, mix it and do something different, right? Yeah. So you're in the queue. That could be 4 weeks.
But then it's gone.
The trend been gone.
You ran by you.
You still editing the design you paid for when the trend was out.
Exactly.
And that's not anything shady towards the designer. That's just talking about how, like, you're really behind an eight ball being a small business owner.
Yes. Like, say, access to capital.
Yeah. Resources.
Exactly. Resources.
Resources.
And when you keep thinking about these type of things, and we talk about the knowledge part, you end up getting more knowledge. Supposedly, now this is how it's supposed to work. As you get further along in business, you're supposed to gain knowledge. And then in that knowledge, this should help you learn how to ignore some shit.
Yeah. How to be able to spot, yes, that's the trend. No, that trend is not for me. Or is that trend going to actually stay around for a minute, you know? Does the trend become a hashtag?
Does the trend become legacy?
Right.
You know, sometimes people got to catch that. You know, see, you don't catch that. You know, sometimes does the trend become legacy? Because, you know, we've even had conversations about certain words and phrases. And be like, is it going to last a while?
Yeah.
Is it going to stay around? You know, does it have actual staying power?
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to just think about it. Most of this stuff that people sell, it doesn't have staying power.
No.
But they just keep putting out something.
Yeah.
Putting out those big machines. They just keep putting out. They won't tell you what flopped.
Right. Oh, no. Dear God, no. They're
you
not going to tell you.
Can't tell what flopped because they just keep mass producing
everything. Yeah. Everything. It's turning over so quick. It's like food on a buffet line, right? Mm-hmm. At a restaurant. It's turning over so quick.
Two servings of rice.
Yeah. Like you'll never be able to like keep up with it because they're going to constantly rotate it, move it around, move it in. You go into the stores, right?
Mm-hmm.
You may see something on the end cap on a Tuesday. You go back on Thursday. It's in the middle part of the store, right?
And the end cap is totally new.
Right. You come back on Saturday. They done moved it now to a different shelf in a different area. So you don't know if it's selling or not. What you do know is that it's being moved around. It's being placed in different areas.
See, what Ms. Parker's talking about is product placement. 9 times out of 10, if you're placing something on the end cap or it's like the first thing you walk into the store, it's meant to grab your attention.
Oh, yeah.
They trying
about
to grab
48 hours.
Yeah, they trying to grab your attention from the gym.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you're getting that product placement, That's obviously saying, all right, we're trying to get your attention from the door.
Right.
And this is what they felt is the best attention grabber we got right now. And that can either be a trend, seasonal, color palette wise, or just
a movie in the movie theater.
Exactly.
You don't know how many Black Panther t-shirts sold or not.
Yo, shout out to Anthony Mack, Captain America. You know, y'all see that red, white, and blue, and they ain't talking about that damn flag. But you know, it's all cool, man. You know, shout out to the Black Cap. You know, people don't like to hear that shit, but you know, we got a Black Cap, you know? And not a baseball cap either. But yeah, but back to what we were saying. Like, see, even that what Ms. Parker talked about, those type of placement products, or just knowing right now, hey man, it's hot. Mm-hmm. We already know we gonna grab their attention. We done gave them a superhero. They finna support the superhero.
Yep, he is.
And you know, and even supporting the superhero, you supporting the big business.
And is.
And then so you know, we want y'all to support the real Black superheroes, the Black small business owners.
That's a fact.
Those are the real Captain Americas, the real Black Panthers. Those are the people that you right now are fighting to keep access to what they deserve and what they fought for. Like when they talk about diversity, equity, inclusion, talking about small business owners, they talking about small Black businesses. Mm-hmm. They talking about minority owned Black small businesses, women in Black businesses, all that stuff. And that goes into a whole trend. Right now, the trend is trying to cut them off.
Well, yeah, it is.
And that doesn't, and that is something that nobody should support.
Right.
But you got certain retailers that are.
Yeah.
So you know what to ignore. You know what not to deal with. Because your knowledge tells you we got to move on from that.
Right.
And you gotta find what your niche is. Like for us, our research, our brand told us what we wanted to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And how not to try to, you know, listen, you can say, oh, well, we can switch it up a little bit, but you don't want to stray too far.
Right, right, right.
Because then people are starting ignoring you.
They sure will.
Because they said, oh, y'all weren't about that.
No.
Y'all were just faking the front.
Right, right, right. You put out one or two, three pieces. And now you're done.
Like we talked about this time and time again for this podcast. We were asked about going one way. My research and knowledge said no, that ain't us.
Yeah.
And so we decided to stay a different path. And this is the path that we know we should have been on.
Right.
Because we didn't need to go follow anything. We needed to be understanding and tell people what we are doing.
Yeah.
And who we want to help. And when we bring up these topics, sometimes they may seem a little bit different. Because we want people to think about things differently. You know, if y'all got that shirt, you know, I already know how to catch that. And when we look at it, when we go and talk about what to ignore, there can be all kinds of signs that say, hey, this is for y'all. Watch for the hook. This is for y'all. And we can say, I don't think so.
Yeah, and be okay with ignoring it.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely confident with ignoring it. Like, nope, not for me.
Because
not worried about
the research and knowledge we've put into this. Like, this isn't something that's just easy, but something people think you just cut on a microphone or you just start up a business overnight. Like, no, it takes some time to get
it this does. Done. We didn't have a small $1 million loan.
Yeah. Definitely ain't getting it now. Damn sure ain't getting it now. I don't care what they tell you. Right now, not the time.
Yeah.
So even we talked about a few weeks ago, is it riskier now to start a Black business mm-hmm. or start a small business than it was 5 years ago? The answer is, they showed you. I don't know what else to tell you. If you've been paying attention for the last, we in March.
Yeah.
Just go January and February. Look what they're doing. Look what's happening. Look at the trends. Watch these trends. What they're cutting out, what they're taking away from it. You'll be like, yeah, I might need to fall back a hot second.
Yeah, I might need to just, you know, pause.
Let the smoke clear.
Delay. Don't be denied, but just delay. Just a little bit. Too. Yeah.
And this coming from people that launched in COVID.
Yeah. That wasn't the intent, but it just happened.
Yeah. Some certain things you just have to do.
Yeah.
And so we just want y'all to understand that when you're sitting around doing your research, watching the trends, you're thinking to yourself, or you're talking to your spouse, what can we do? How can we do things? We want you to understand there are going to be all kinds of things that are going to sway you.
Yes. It's going to look good. It's going to be shiny.
Oh, listen, if you watched any of the Super Bowl commercials, how many of them are still playing right now?
Oh, my God. I think that weird one with the tongue, maybe.
Yeah. How many were shown? Probably almost 100.
A lot. And I don't remember any of them. Now, that one with Snoop and old buddy.
Oh, Brady.
Yeah, pretend yelling at each other. That was just awful.
Yeah. Especially right now, we know they don't like us. They don't like us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the tongue one is like the last ones I remember. And it was awful, too.
Yeah. And so just think about that.
Yeah.
Whole lot of research was put into that $8 million commercial.
Right.
And they came up with.
That's what you came up with. I mean, now, if I get $8 million, I'm going to come up with some big, strong commercial.
Any of you people that would like to sponsor a less than $8 million commercial. Ask me and Ms. Parker to help y'all curate an idea. You know, you can always go from idea to implementation at www.watch4the4thehook.com. You can always check us out there if you want to do that. When you think about the time and effort, it went into a 30-second commercial.
Yeah.
That took months. Some of them may have been in planning for over a year. Because they knew when, because the Super Bowl is always announced like 2 months, like not too long after the other one happens.
Right.
So you already know where it's going to be, what.
Right.
Somebody already been working.
Yeah, they already work. And I hope they work harder.
And that's what they came up with.
It's bad. It's real bad.
And so, like I say, things to pay attention to, knowledge wise, and there are things to ignore. Some people should ignore some of that shit. What they put on that TV screen.
You should ignore a lot.
Exactly.
But you, as you get more comfortable with your decision making and more confident in your decision making, saying no to something becomes so much easier. Ask me a question, I'll tell you no. Ask anything.
Y'all heard Ms. Parker. We'll catch y'all next time.